Starr County Grand Jury has formally charged Kent Mann with attempted murder. The indictment of 29-year-old Amir Richard also charged him with felonious assault and discharge of a firearm on or near prohibited premises. June 26th, Richard allegedly shot 35-year-old Jamar Gordon multiple times in Canton. The victim was seriously injured. Richard was arrested 1 week later. He's being held in the Starr County Jail in lieu of $100,000 bond. Richard's scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. The parent company of Wheeling and Lake Erie Railway is being sold. New York-based FTAI Infrastructure has agreed to buy the Brewster-based railway for $1.05 billion. Deal expected to be complete by the end of September. Wheeling and Lake Erie says it's the largest Ohio-based railroad entity and among the largest regional railroads in the country. Its service area includes 840 miles of track in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. The railway has approximately 425 employees serving around 135 commercial customers and making 140,000 rail car loads annually. Man is dead following a two-vehicle crash in Kent. Police say 40-year-old Sean Phelps of Akron was riding a motorcycle westbound on Route 261 Tuesday afternoon. He collided with an eastbound vehicle turning onto Franklin Avenue. Phelps was thrown from the bike and died at the scene. The other vehicle also struck a southbound car stopped at the red light at Franklin. Police continue to investigate. An audit of the East Liverpool School District shows spending of funds that had not yet been appropriated. As of June 2024, the district had expenses of over $66,000, $55,000, $86,000, and $1.6 million from several funds. An audit released earlier this year determined the district spent thousands of dollars it was not allowed to spend. Treasurer Anson Weigand says the appearance of overspending was due to a timing matter with year-end transfers and not a budget overage. The audit recommends the school board closely monitor expenses and appropriations to reduce the chances of something similar happening again. The district plans to implement additional oversight by the end of the fiscal year. Longtime member of a Columbiana County school board is stepping down. Jerry Barnett announced his resignation during Monday's meeting of the Beaver Local Board of Education. His decision is effective immediately. He served as a board member for nearly 12 years. The board seeking candidates to serve the remainder of his term, which expires at the end of this year. Applications must be sent to the district's treasurer by August 18th. Choking a 12-year-old boy leads to a prison term for a Girard man. 39-year-old Marcus Lee pleaded guilty in June to domestic violence and endangering children charges. He was given a sentence of 5 to 7.5 years. Investigators say Lee choked the boy in December 2024. The victim was reportedly unconscious for 5 minutes before being taken to a hospital. Sentencing will be December 2nd for a Youngstown man who pleaded guilty to a weapons charge. 55-year-old George Buchanan entered the plea Tuesday in federal court on account of being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was arrested March 14th at a Market Street gas station. Witnesses told police Buchanan had fired 2 shots in the air outside after being denied service at a store at Market and East Midlothian Boulevard. Buchanan was reportedly intoxicated. Police found a .38-caliber semi-automatic handgun in the vehicle. Buchanan went to prison for 4 years for wounding a man in 2017. One arrest made after a reported carjacking in Boardman. WKBN-TV reports a woman told police she was in a store on Midlothian Boulevard Tuesday afternoon when she was informed someone was trying to steal her car. The woman went outside to try to stop the theft. She was dragged through the parking lot, resulting in undisclosed injuries. Her phone was still in the vehicle, which was tracked and recovered from the Walmart parking lot on Doral Drive. The 17-year-old male was arrested inside the store on charges of receiving stolen property and complicity. The incident was captured on security video. An investigation is continuing. Trumbull County Grand Jury has indicted a man on charges stemming from a fatal shooting in Warren. 46-year-old David Holly faces charges including aggravated murder with repeat violent offender and gun specifications. 34-year-old Choice Washington was shot on Scott Street Northeast August 3rd. He died 3 days later. Court records did not indicate if Holly had been arrested. A former assistant prosecutor for the city of Warren has pleaded guilty to charges in a federal bribery case. 52-year-old Nicholas Graham entered the pleas Wednesday in Cleveland Federal Court. Charges of wire fraud and extortion were dismissed. Graham will be sentenced following a pre-sentence investigation. He was indicted in September 2024. In 2020, Graham allegedly reduced criminal charges for local car dealer Brian Votino in exchange for free repairs.